Hare Krishna. Well, here we are in Croatia on an island with our first, on our first vlog retreat with about 40 participants. Quite exciting. Yesterday was a day of rest for me, and today will be the first day of seminars. Guru Krishna is giving seminars in the morning, and I do mine in the afternoon, and then after that we're going to have kirtan. And my topic of the seminar is 24 gurus from the 11th canto, about how we can learn from the environment. And then after they have dinner, supper, we'll do some chanting. And my suspicion is that the highlight of this is not going to be the seminars, but as usual, it's going to be chanting Hare Krishna. It's an experience that transcends all other experiences and all other lectures. But the night of the seminar, I just wanted to mention a really interesting experience that I had. Dattatreya, incarnation of Krishna, is the person who's referred to as an avatuta in that pastime described in the 11th canto, and he can be taken to be the guru of environmental protection. He's giving heightened awareness of how we can learn from the environment, which subsequently means that since we're connected to the environment, how we should also protect it. So in light of that, I just wanted to raise experience that I had yesterday, which was the first day here, and how difficult it is to get away from plastic, and yet at the same time how it's our duty and obligation on one side as consumers, and on the other side as purchasers, so people who provide for the consumers. In this case, I am the consumer. And for instance, devotees went and bought some bottled water, although I'd heard that the water running in the tap is actually spring water. But of all types of water, they bought water in plastic bottles, those horrible things that last forever. And what a shame, because if going to buy water in the store, you can buy water in glass bottles as well. And those are certainly much more environmentally friendly. Glass can be melted down again and reused. You can't do that with plastic. So that was one. Then I'd cut my finger before I come here in New Rajadam. And so someone was thoughtful enough to buy me some aloe vera remedy, emergency remedy, but they weren't thoughtful enough to get that aloe vera. I didn't ask for it, they just did it spontaneously to get it in a non-plastic jar. Therefore, it's in a plastic jar with a plastic sprayer and everything. But I'm sure they could have gotten it in something that was glass, or they could have just forgotten about it altogether. the choice is also up to us. And then, once again, although I didn't really need it, but someone thoughtfully bought some soap, some liquid soap for the sink here that we can use. And that was also in a plastic container. Again, not really necessary, not really needed. Could have bought so many different types of soap, especially just the bar of soap would have also done. And that would have avoided the plastic. So how conscious are we? How conscious are we as consumers? How conscious are we as buyers? Do we really avoid these things that compromise us in two ways? This plastic, one, it compromises us because ultimately Krishna has created the world that we're living in, and did he want us to take care of it, or did he want us to destroy it? Well, Krishna says that the demons go about so many plans to destroy the world. Obviously, devotees are not demons, and at the same time, aren't we supposed to be taking care of the world that we're living in and not falling into the same categories as demons doing things that destroy? And the second is that, as with the entire shop milk scenario, milk and milk products will become compromised in terms of our preaching. So of course, especially me, I've already done a couple of vlogs on plastic. So if people ask, well, you're talking about not consuming plastic, and telling everyone else to avoid plastics and how they destroy the environment, but you're doing it yourself. It makes preaching, for me at least, very difficult. And probably it would be easier for devotees to be in a situation where they don't have to just sort of make up some kind of very difficult to support arguments that intelligent people aren't going to buy anyway. So we should try and go out of our way. Try and go out of our way to avoid being compromised like this. Go out of our way to avoid the plastic paper bags, plastic bags, plastic bottles, plastic everything, plastic world. There are some things that, how can you avoid? I'm just looking over here in front of me on a wall, and there's an electric plug, and the electric plug is made out of plastic. Okay, well, I don't necessarily have any choice about that. I didn't ask the people to change the electric plugs in the apartment before we're going to move in. There are so many things. In fact, this counter on which Radha Damodar is being worshipped right now is some kind of synthetic, and most of those synthetics are all plastics. Everywhere you look, there's plastics, but that I can avoid. I can't avoid. But there are those things that I can avoid. So, go out of your way to avoid. It gives one a cleaner conscience, and it places us on a better preaching platform. Hare Krishna.